The federal plan is to spend $250 million over 5 years, primarily on so-called areas of concern in the Great Lakes. Those are about 40 toxic hotspots where the main problem is contaminated sediment. Democrats promoted the cleanup plan during the 2000 presidential campaign, and President Bush this week signed the bill. But there's some question whether Mr. Bush will actually set aside the first $50 million in next year's budget and whether Congress will go along. The Sierra Club's Emily Green says there are many reasons the feds should spend the money.
This would be the single largest step that we as a community or as a society will take to clean up these sites in the Great Lakes, and they are the largest reason for the fish consumption advisories we have in the Great Lakes. They're the biggest source of PCB contamination in the fish in people.
There are five areas of concern in Wisconsin: at Milwaukee, Sheboygan, Green Bay, the Menominee River at Marinette, and the St. Louis River at Duluth Superior. There's no guarantee any of those sites would get cleanup money, but Green says the new federal law does set priorities.
I mean, the sites that are most likely candidates are, again, sites where there are not industries available to do a full cleanup. And I think even though there are some industries in places like St. Louis, you know, some of the industries responsible for the pieces of the contamination are gone now. And so this money could even be used to supplement other cleanup efforts, but I think it could be used in almost all of those sites.
The bill would require local communities to match 35% of any federal grant, either with dollars or in the form of public outreach and other activities. Green says even when the $250 million is spent, most harbor cleanups won't be done. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.